Adam, how difficult has it been with all the guys, skill position guys in and out of the lineup to develop a consistency?
I think we've handled it pretty good. The hardest thing, I think, for us is just practice, trying to get that rhythm. More for down the field throws, I think you saw this last game. We're close to hooking up in a lot of these, but we just don't quite have the timing we need, and that comes through guys being in and out and just not being able to develop that kind of timing.
And how much have you increased confidence in Kadeem to have him out there in some critical situations?
He's earned it. I mean, the way he's played starting the preseason, he's done a good job of making sure he stayed on top of the playbook when he wasn't playing. His confidence never wavered, and then when he got his opportunity, he made the most of it. And obviously you saw this last Sunday, we had a lot of confidence. That was his package for that week, and we felt good about him going in. He made a great play to get us in position.
What jumped out at you on the touchdown run?
Just him and Mitch just finding a way to get in. Just a little further than I wanted to call it, but you know, he did a great job of following Mitch and then just powering in.
And was the hill for him to climb to earn it a little bit steeper because Matt was in front of him, because you guys had drafted Jeremy and you know, he was fighting for a roster spot too?
I think it started with the roster spot, just making sure he was on the roster to begin with. But the more we played him and the longer he's been in our offense, the more confidence we had as far as putting him out there. And then he was odd man out for a little bit. And then when a few injuries gave him an opportunity to get in there, and once he got in there, he made the most of it.
We saw him and Jeremy with some protection issues in the game. What have they done over time in that area that you have confidence in them that they're getting there?
You're always going to have your hiccups. It doesn't matter who's in there. Defenses nowadays are so exotic, especially when you get to third down, and there's a lot of things that are going on to where you have to communicate. And we've had a few errors here and there, but for the most part, the running backs as a group have been one of the groups that have been really steady and done a good job. We just had two slight errors in that game with those two guys, but for the most part, they've done a great job.
Do you feel like being in the tight end position, and how does Zach Miller fit that?
Well, what we look for is a guy that can do it all. You know, being able to run block, pass protection, and then be an effective pass catcher. I think he has all three of those traits. You know, we'll just see how it goes, how we're going to use them, kind of what our game plan is going to be this week. Is, you know, it's kind of determine a little bit how the Redskins attack us.
Coach, did the offense as a whole take a step back last week?
I wouldn't say that. I thought we ran the ball about as effective as we could. I mean, I know we really weighed on it, and we had a ton of carries. We had some good yardage. The penalties probably hurt us. That's what we just have to clean up more than anything. The passing game, that's going to come around. I know we only got, you know, a few left, but I feel like we're getting healthy. Guys are starting to develop some time, and we just got to clean it up a little bit.
So last week you thought you saw more progress with the offense? You felt good about what you watched them
for? I felt like if we eliminate the penalties and clean some of the details up, we're heading in the right direction. The red zone, as far as kind of stalling out in the high red area, I'd rather us make those third down conversions to see what happens once we get inside the 20. If we can do that, we're going to be scoring touchdowns instead of kicking field goals.
Are you surprised at all that Hronis has adapted as well as he has? Many thought that he would need a year.
No, anytime you draft a guy as high as we did with him, you feel like they can come in and play right now. That's why they're pro athletes. They're quick to learn. They're quick to adjust. They figure out a way to get the job done. I think he's done a good job of that.
Was he undersized at all when you first saw him?
I don't think so. The center position, I mean, you're really looking more for quickness. You're looking for guys that can get onto the second level, and you're looking for, you know, smart players that can kind of set it all up for the offense.
And how much are you starting to work Kevin White into things? I think you said yesterday he's starting to do some 11-on-11 things with you out there.
You know, he's out there doing as much as the trainers let him do, and we're just going to keep moving him along. And then, you know, whenever, you know, Fox gives us the green light as far as being able to move forward with him, that's when we'll start doing what we need to do to get him involved.
Back to the running backs for a second. So Forte turns 30 today, and that's that mythical number for running backs where it seems like 30, they fall off a cliff, most of them. Has his play slipped at all this year, or is he a guy that you think can kind of buck that trend and be effective 30 and above?
I haven't been around him in the past. I just know for us right now he's playing really well. and he's doing some things that, you know, I haven't seen many running backs be able to do because he's so good in all three areas of the game for that position. You know, we lean on him. I think this last game showed you, I think, what he had, 21 carries, and he was effective in all those rushes, and really he probably should have had over 100 yards if we just don't get those that holding call. You know, he had an explosive run, put us in a great position, and then we get it called back. So, I mean, for us, I feel like he's still playing at a very high level.
You think his fitness level plays into that? I mean,
probably. I mean, the guy's in unbelievable shape, and he came in this offseason, was ready to work, and, you know, he's shown us nothing but an elite player.
How valuable is it to have the options of Kerry and Jeremy, you know, with a guy of his age?
I think for where we play and the weather conditions that, you know, probably are coming up, it's good to have all three of those guys ready to go. And, I mean, obviously we're going to be a team that's going to run the ball.
Adam, now that Martellus has done for the year, how would you characterize his production, your relationship with him, his coachability, everything?
I think he did everything we asked him to do. I was really happy with how he came in and really accepted what we were doing on offense. He did all three phases of, you know, that position as well as anybody could have done it. He was really impressive in his run blocking, pass protection. He helped us out there. We were struggling there for a little bit early in the season, and we had to leave him in there. I know a lot of people were wondering why we weren't getting him the ball that much. He had to kind of take one for the team and help us in protection. And I would have liked to get him the ball more, but I mean, we kind of needed him to, you know, be great in a couple other areas. And when we did throw him the ball, he did a good job of making yards after contact.
As you're formulating a game plan during the week, how much do you keep an eye on the weather forecast, and how do you take that into account?
You start off more just game planning the team, and then as the week goes on, you can move some things around. So right now, you know, we're still in that stage of we're just putting the game plan together, and then as it gets closer, more Saturday night, Sunday morning, you can start moving some things around. If you're worried about rain or snow or, you know, wind, you can make some adjustments. It's all about how you call it. It's not hard to move around.
Did Marty ever come to you and complain about targets or ask for the ball more?
He did not ever say anything to me.
Adam, in terms of players, like with their contracts either expiring or young guys that may need to be developed, I think I know what you'll say, but do you ever think about that in the back of your head, that you need to give, you know, take some touches away from one guy and maybe start developing another guy for the future?
No, I've never, because the good thing about coaching is a lot of times you have no idea what anybody's status is with some of that stuff, so you don't worry about it, you're trying to win.
What is it about Washington's secondary that lets them play well despite all the injuries they've had?
Well, they're well coached. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry is a guy that I've worked with in the past. He does a great job of putting guys in the right position. Him being in San Diego, we're very familiar with each other. And then obviously their DB's coaches is very, very, very good. And they have a next man up mentality. And they got some hitters back there, and they got a bunch of guys that they've been able to rotate in and out and still have success.
Adam, how can you clean up the holding in practice? Obviously, these guys have played forever. They know that you can't hold, but how do you clean that up in practice?
You look for it. The problem is a lot of times in practice you don't see it because it's a different speed on game day. It's not going against a scout team. You're going against the best of the best. And sometimes defenses do things where you get surprised and then you lose a little bit of your technique, and that's when a holding occurs. So the best way to do it is make sure your technique's sound. And that starts when we have our individual periods. That's why those are so important. That's why ours are so long, to make sure that we're doing the little details of our footwork, hand placement, things like that, to make sure that when something happens that's unusual, we're sticking with that technique.
How do you gauge if Kevin White has the knowledge that makes you confident that if you get the green light, you can put him out there and he understands where he needs to be and what he needs to do out on
the field? He's been here long enough to where he's sat in meetings forever. And I mean, it's not like he's walking in and be like, all right, now I'm going to learn the scheme. That's why you have to stay involved when you're not playing, whether you're hurt or a practice squad guy or you were on PUP. It doesn't matter. You have to make sure you stay involved in the offense mentally. And then when you get your opportunity on the field, then you got to make sure you show us that you know what you're going to do. And then as a coach, you have to make sure you know what he can do, and then you put him in those best positions.
So what have the last 2 weeks done for you to be able to gain that confidence?
I haven't really worried about it too much until somebody tells me that I'm, you know, we're ready to go with Kevin. Then I'll worry about it when that time comes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.